So the main mitzvah of the Haggadah, right, is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to give over with the Talmud, we got the Levitchah, Bayom Mahu Lemor. You have to give over the lessons of the Geula, the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question is what exactly qualifies as that mitzvah? Every mitzvah, there are details, and there are halachas, and there are guidelines. So, does every vort or every inspirational thought that you can pull out of some idea within the Haggadah, is that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yes. Is it Torah? Absolutely. But is that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So, Rav Nevinzal in his Haggadah writes, Ra'isi le'orer u'le'ha'ir, on arouse people and bring to their attention, She'tzara chadaz, a person has to know, She'ikar mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The main mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the main task that we have in front of us on the Leil HaSeder, who has Sipur, is the story, Al Hashiba V'Anisim Shenasu Be'aretz Mitzrayim. What actually took place in Egypt? The Divrei Chazal, the Psukim. What happened? What were our Avos going through when they were slaves? What was the process of Moshe Rabbeinu going down, Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the power, the Nisim that took place, and the Geula that ultimately came about? Hein b'shas ha'shibur, whether it's when it was in Mitzrayim, hein lechesh ha'ischila ha'geula k'shivut Moshe Aaron, whether it's Moshe Aaron coming, whether it's the burning bush, u'misham v'aylech, and the continuation of that story. Kol ha'dvar ha'mufuroshim ha'torah b'divrei chazal. Anything that's in the Gemara, anything that's in the Medrash, anything that's in the Mefarshim on the Pshat and the Psukim. But it's the story itself. That is the ikar of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the ikar of the mitzvah of the night. And then he says something which is actually a machlokas, but it does seem to be that from the Haggadah you can bring a raya that it's true. And also the halachos of Pesach seem to be, why were the halachos, they're not the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim? But again, as we know, they were sitting and learning until the Chacham, right? Everything until Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikoman. Until you're not allowed to have anything to eat after the Afikoman. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a halacha. That's a halacha. Seems to be that the halachas that emerge from the Sipur, according to many poskim, is included in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if somebody wants to stay up after the Seder, the entire night, learning Meseches Pesachim and the Chazals, that seems to be qualified as Kol HaMarbe HaReze Meshuvah. Oh no, but you should realize that kol ha'kulam ba'aros, that many of the intricacies and the little vortlach, she'omri b'nusra ha'agadah, that why does the Haggadah say it this way, why does the Haggadah say it that way? She'inish tameya, that you don't learn anything, doesn't tell you anything about what happened in Mitzrayim, or about the actual geula that took place, and it has nothing to do with the halachas of Pesach Matzmor, ein yotzin b'zeh klal yedei mitzvah sibur etzias Mitzrayim. That is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, it does not mean there's not a place for them. Let's say, for instance, the vort that we were saying yesterday, we were learning Aderech HaMusar, the Simanei HaSeder, the deeper ideas you can gain from it. It's a beautiful idea, it's something which can be inspiring, but it's not about what took place in Mitzrayim. It's not about those details. So again, it doesn't mean there's not a place for them.
At the table, you were allowed to talk.
100% you're allowed to. It's a chefza of Torah, it's a piece of Torah, and as much as you want to put those things in to inspire the people that are there and to get the mood, that's good. But don't lose track and think that that's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The focus is on what took place in Mitzrayim. When there are some levels that go through the Midrashim. That is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Chazal's understanding of the Pesukim as it relates to what happened in Mitzrayim, as it relates to the Makos, as it relates to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually did. Again, he's not claiming that there's no place for them. But if somebody's sitting and spending the whole night thinking, I'm doing the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what I'm setting out to do, and I'm going to be medayik, why are they sitting in Bnei Brak? They should have been sitting after seeing Yerushalayim. Okay, it's a nice idea, but what does that do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Again, if you can come out of that and say, they went to David Yachalam and Bnei Brak, and Bnei Brak was whatever word you could say, it can be beautiful, and there's a place for that. But the very place for my lunch. But not the Leil HaSeder. The Leil HaSeder is about giving over the yesodos of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
So it's not everything in the Haggadah actually Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it may not be.
Correct.
May not be. They're enhancements.
So why do we have to say
they're enhancements.
What do you think it would be in Haggadah? We think anything in Haggadah should be directly.
I think that, again, anything in the text of Haggadah does relate to it. Now, the fact that there's a side point in the story that they received, that story is teaching us the gedder, the scope of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. You spend the whole day, even if you know everything, you still sit there telling it. So again, the simple shot in the Haggadah is all part of the Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Correct. But again, the fact that there's a detail that's mentioned, and then you want to go off on a tangent about that detail, that does not mean that it's part of the mitzvah secret.
You give a word on that.
You could say it, and again, as long as, but again, somebody just, I think his point that he's trying to make, and I think it's an important one, is that we shouldn't lose track of what the goal is. Because sometimes if you don't know what the goal is, then you get distracted and you don't end up fulfilling it. So again, for somebody who wants to share, I have this unbelievable word that I think will get everybody in the mood to want to spend an extra hour talking about Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim, but it itself talks about, you know, emunah, I don't know, a letter of something in general, nothing to do with Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim itself. So it's a bar Torah, and it's great, and maybe there's a room for it. But again, but a person shouldn't sit there, you know, I'm going to spend the whole night learning Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim, and then be learning, you know, little Musar words that come out of the way the Haggadah says something. That's learning Torah. That's not the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. That's not the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. And if the God is living chabayim ahule more by words, that's all Hashem believe is Mitzrayim. We're supposed to sit there giving over what happened in our Haggadah's world with things that Mitzrayim. We have to realize, well, what is that? And it's the psukim. And these things, and this is why it's also important, it's much easier to come up with it, to learn, and to give over these little vartbach. It takes time. It takes time to prepare the psukim, and to look at inside, and to prepare the midrashim. And it requires hachana. And the part of the preparation, the shloshim yom kodem achag, are to know the halachos of Pesach, but also to prepare for the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. And it requires preparation. Again, some of the ideas that we're going to share will fit into Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim, some of them will not. And that's fine. Again, and Pesach is a Baruch Hashem, a long holiday with many opportunities to exchange beautiful, inspiring Divrei Torah. But they're not all going to be the fulfillment of the technical mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim.
What about things that, like, like Torah that you learn out, but it helps you understand the support better? For example, like if you like my Rebbe gives like one of my previous Rebbe gives like a big shiur on the Pesach, and he explains like all these things about like Paro and Perua and Boy.
That's great.
And the Tzahara. Something like that. Like you're saying, like how do you?
I can't tell you precisely. Once it's going out of what Chazal said, I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line. And I don't know how to deal with these Ramazim and Sodos and. The deeper ends of the word parties, I don't know how that fits in. But the pashtus is that the mitzvah is about what happened in Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. I think they're inspirational, these are beautiful, and they should spend time on. But I don't think that that's the pashtus, the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim.
The opposite. Somebody said that like you can't really like have a Pesach Seder unless you know these things. If you're just taking like the whole
it could be, course. But you can learn those things beforehand and then prepare yourself for the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim at night. That's my point. It doesn't have to be learned at the Seder. That's part of the preparation. Part of the preparation based on that is when you're searching for the chametz, you're searching for the spiritual chametz as well, and you're getting yourself spiritually and emotionally and intellectually prepared for the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Yeah.
What about people sometimes have this like cute like would this be considered like a mitzvah maybe like party seaport? Like some people get dressed up or like. They're like
that's to enhance the seaport.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not talking about puppets. Like have people out of different things.
But again, if people are doing things to enhance the understanding of the story, that's part of the mitzvah seaport.
Make it more enjoyable.
Like the pashat, shot's like more important than like the
things that come out of Chazal are more important. No, the midrashim are not pashat. But those are the lessons that Chazal saw as being the lessons which should be drawn out of the.
Is there a Haggadah that you suggest? Because there's so many.
Maybe as we go on, I'll make some suggestions. Okay, I think we got to do some Baba Kama.